All right, what's up, everybody? Welcome to a Friday snack edition of Schnitt Talk.
Do a quick shimmy.
So this song came on this weekend, I think either at Brass Monkey or at the Strip Club, one of the two. And we were like, damn, this is a good song. So what better way to bring you into your weekend? I go, ooh, ooh, you go. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another Schnitt Talk Snack. I'm here with my girl, Abby Govinden from Twitter. Abby is a comedian. She just recently graduated college, and I just think she's super cool, and I wanted to have her on today.
Hey, Ellie. Thank you guys so much for having me.
No problem. So I wanted to talk to you, Abby, because Abby and I both have these like dumb Twitter followings. For like sometimes I feel like no reason.
yeah, for sure. I mean, it's really unpredictable, I feel like, where people will come from and what they'll follow you for.
Yeah.
But I'm glad to have them. I'm grateful. I wonder sometimes. You
me
know?
Too. Yeah. I'm like, why?
Yeah,
why exactly. Me?
Yeah, but I think that there's this issue, and I'm sure you've experienced it a lot more than I have, Ellie, where once you surpass a certain number of followers, people just don't think you're human anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
They think you're just free game to be harassed.
Yeah, and I'm sure you probably thought that like before you got a platform. I know I thought it before I got a platform. I was like, people with large Twitter followings don't check their replies, right?
No, I don't know. I'm not like a replier though. Like I never thought about replying to someone that I didn't know, and the idea of replying someone I don't know in a rude way is just so like insane. Like
yeah,
that's like,
crazy
that I never thought about it. But I think that what I find is like when you have a certain following and you're a girl, people assume you bought your followers. People assume that you've got a ghostwriter. People assume that you're not writing your own stuff. And they don't talk about you like you're like a comedian. Like,
definitely. Yeah, well, I know that before I got a large platform and before I ended up like behind closed doors with comedians who are famous, I straight up thought celebrities didn't run their own Twitter. Like I thought someone was running Chrissy Teigen's Twitter. And then when I started meeting these like comedians with large followings, I was like, you guys are just people. Like they tell you celebrities are just people your whole life, but you don't know that until you meet them and you're like, wow, you get up in the morning, you eat breakfast, I don't know, like you feel insecure about the way you look, you know, like everyone else. And that's definitely been a lot of fun to learn, but also not a lot of fun to learn, because when you have a large platform on Twitter, you do have a responsibility to be somewhat accountable for everything you say, which of course has gotten me in trouble, has gotten you trouble, has gotten pretty much everyone I know
in
trouble.
God.
But
I've talked about this before, but it's like just the idea that you can't think, you can't just like do something without really thinking about it, because you never know. Like I rarely clap back at people, especially people with larger followings, because I'm just like, I don't need to give you the attention. You know this. Like we've had this conversation before, but like the one time that I did clap back to someone, I picked like the wrong insult and ended up like accidentally like really, really insulting this person, like in a way that was bad. And I, to this day, I'm like scarred by that. I'm like, I can't believe that that was just like an offhand joke I was making. Like, you've heard it 100 times. Like, and that's the words that I chose. And that was the situation that I was like, I still to this day, I'm so like egg on face about that. But it's like, you just don't think about the fact that sometimes 100,000, 200,000, 300,000 people are reading what you're saying.
Yeah. And holding you accountable for it. Yeah. Especially. I had a very similar situation where I don't really subtweet people. I think it's childish. Yeah. But I did subtweet someone way back in December, and it ended up being a lot more insulting than I had originally intended.
Yeah.
So, because of personal situations in this individual's life, And then I started questioning, and then I was like, this is not the person I want to be. This is not the person that having a platform should turn me into. So I reached out to this person, and we've since made up, which I'm really, really grateful for. But I think, if anything, the consequences of my actions, when they do have consequences, teach me better how to handle this responsibility that I have.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It's just hard.
It sucks.
But there, you know, there's fun shit about Twitter. Sometimes I like a little bit of the drama.
Yeah.
Like when it's like fun drama and it's not like, oh my God, everybody is harassing me drama.
Yeah. What is the fun drama?
The fun drama is like, do you remember who you were tweeting about the other day? I mean, that got a little crazy. People really were harassing her and that was like not awesome.
Oh, yeah.
When I saw, because like, you know, when someone's subtweeting someone a little bit, you can tell when you know people on Twitter well enough and you know the different communities.
You're
like, ooh, I know who that's about. And it gets kind of fun when it's not like a serious thing, but like, God, that was really funny.
Yeah, well, for context, an individual tweeted something that kind of outed her as having bigoted beliefs and everyone kind of went in on her. Maybe to an extent,
to a little far, a little far. But the first tweet I saw, I thought was really funny.
Yeah, but she did end up eventually deactivating, which I think in the long run maybe was better, only because her views, her tweets were being adversely harmful to groups of people, and that's when I'm kind of like, okay, you should be held accountable. But yeah, that was fun drama for sure.
That was more interesting.
Fun for everyone except her.
I guess. I guess not fun to like have fun at her expense, but like, I did think like the first one, I knew exactly who
don't be a bigot
about. Yeah, I mean, there's your lesson of the day.
Yeah,
so funny. But I like that kind of stuff, and I like when like I hear like gossip about people. Like, everyone likes to gossip, like that's just true, but like in the little Twitter group chats and like you got the tea, like I just think it's funny,
the Twitter group chats. So for anyone who's not on the mainstream Twitter scene, which is such a weird
which
way
an
to
odd way to
comedy yeah. Twitter scene, whatever, there are group chats with like what 10 up to 20 people at a time.
The big ones are annoying though. I leave those
the big ones. Yeah, and they're very incestuous. I don't know if you've ever shipped, quote unquote. That's a lame word to use. And whenever I hear someone older than 14 using that word, I'm
ship.
Like, what are you
ship?
Doing?
I'm like, oh God.
But if you've ever shipped two people because you see them interacting a lot on the timeline, chances are they've already slept together.
Totally, they're fucking.
Or one of them flew across the country to sleep with the other.
This like, happens more often than you would ever.
Yeah,
believe.
They're really good at hiding it.
It's really funny when we get DMs and people are like, oh, I have this theory about you and whoever, and they're spot
right.
on.
They're
and
correct.
Me and Ellie are like, how the fuck did they know that?
Yeah,
like, how'd you know that we hooked up? Like,
yeah,
how
it's
did
really.
You know
and,
that?
We always are like, oh, I want to answer this one so bad and be like,
and just tell
honestly,
them
you're right.
You nailed
like,
it.
You are right, but like,
well, yeah. I have a crush on an e-boy right now, which is like never a good thing. It's terrible, terrible thing.
There are no good e-boys.
There's not
I
a
don't
single.
Think.
Do you guys? I don't. What's your definition of an e-boy? I have a hard time trying to define it to people who are
just
like
someone.
Not
the
online.
E stands for extremely online.
Yeah,
I think someone tweeted that. That is not my joke.
Is that true?
Oh, yeah,
I saw it. I thought it was just like E, like
internet.
Yeah.
Electronic.
No, yeah. Well, my
email.
Personal definition of an e-boy is someone I just know email. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. Well, my personal definition of an e-boy is just someone I know from the internet who's extremely on the internet. Those ones who are tweeting, like, what, twice an hour? probably
that's
more.
Wild.
You know these boys here, and they all kind of look the same. They look like a mix of Eric Curtin and Kellen Schneider. Am I wrong?
Are you close enough to them to name drop
yes,
them?
Yes, okay, I am.
They do. Yeah, it is definitely a spectrum, and they all look either like one or the other, or like both had a child.
Yeah.
But
they always have earrings.
Yeah,
nose
those
rings.
Yeah, those two are kind of the pilots of e-boy culture.
Oh, yeah.
I would say.
And
so.
Those two have like that e-boy swagger.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I love that about them. But no, my e-boy crush, it's a problem. It's a problem.
I hooked up with him.
Really?
No way. That's so.
Oh my
funny.
God, that's what we're talking about. So incestuous.
No,
was it bad? I feel like it might be bad, but I think he's so cute.
He just exudes like good and bad energy.
Yeah, doesn't he? Like not big dick energy, but good and bad
good
energy.
And bad energy.
Like, he's, like, confident, and he knows, you know that he knows.
Yeah.
You know that he knows.
You should go for it. I fully support.
Yeah, let me just fly across the country with that. I've, like, tried to, like, flirt. I've tried to do, like, say something that's, like, maybe a little over the line, and he's, like, too polite to, like, let it happen.
Yeah.
He'll be like, oh, like, oh. I'm sure you didn't mean it in that way. I'm like, I did. I want to suck your dick. What do you mean?
Choke me, idiot.
Like, what?
Yeah, no, he's so nice. I fully.
I feel like e-boy as a career would be.
That's the only good e-boy, actually.
I think he might be. Wow, I picked the only good e-boy. But no, I think e-boy as a career, that's like a career that I maybe would stay away from hooking up with. I wanted to ask you what you think the worst career to fuck is. I mean, probably comedians.
Comedians. 100% comedians. Okay. I have so many friends who try to date comedians, but the problem with comedians is the nature of our work is so unpredictable. Like, we'll be in New York 1 month, LA another month, mm-hmm. Atlanta another month, and it's just insufferable. Also, male comedians get a lot of attention from women because mm-hmm. Comedian is seen as, when you're a guy, comedian is seen as kind of like a hot job.
It's because,
you know,
the sense of humor and the like, yeah, swagger or something.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Hawaiian
and
shirts.
They think they're hot shit. I don't know what it is.
Oh my God, the Hawaiian shirt is so on point. You have no idea. That's hilarious. Yeah, but they're very, very emotionally unavailable, very much not able to...
Because they deflect. Stop looking at me like that.
Oh, I wasn't. You were talking, so I was looking at you while you were talking.
I thought she was giving me like a listen to this, yeah, like jeez. No, like I agree, they are it's like they have this inflated sense of self, but they deflect all their jokes. Mm. Like they deflect all their issues in their jokes.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Like how funny that he's joking about being emotionally unavailable, but no, he like actually is.
Yeah. Yeah. I've made the mistake. Well, I had kind of coming into comedy, I had a no comedians rule.
Smart.
Just purely because to me, like, every comedian is a potential connection, and that sounds very, very
no that's true,
yeah, problematic to say, but I mean, like, if you meet a guy who's cute and he's funny, chances are like he knows and he likes you, right? Chances are he knows someone where, like, if they're looking for someone to fill up a spot in a show, he could like suggest you, whereas, yeah, like if you date him and kind of break that and like things don't end well, then like you're someone he resents, and he's someone that you resent. So I think a good example is one of my friends recently ended things with a guy, and then she was given this opportunity to cast for like a video that a really big comedy company was doing. And she went out of her way to not include him in the suggestions, right, purely because she was like, you would have been good for this, but also you screwed me over.
And he could have been perfect.
See, yeah, like he lost that opportunity. Well, I don't know. I feel like a comedian might be the one for me. Like comedians, because...
So I think it's not your own career, but yeah, it's an adjacent career.
It's an adjacent for me. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, it might be good. And also, I feel like I would like someone that would be away from me sometimes.
Yeah,
because I don't like being around men that often. Like, I really need...
No, me neither.
I really need a break from it. I think, yeah. I don't know that comedians are, like, the worst idea to fuck. What about, like, an orthodontist?
Oh, marry him.
Would you fuck an orthodontist? They're weird. Why would you want to be with someone who into teeth?
I am Indian first and a so comedian, like, second. So I hear orthodontist and I'm like, ooh, job security. He went to med school. He's intelligent.
With that, because I'm Jewish first and everything,
yeah, exactly,
else second.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Doctor?
Exactly.
Lawyer? Yeah.
I just know, like, with an orthodontist, I just know my parents would be so on board immediately.
Yeah, but don't you feel like an orthodontist would only do missionary?
That is true. That's true. Crazy? He'd only ever want to look at your teeth, right?
Do you think that would...
I thought that's why...
Yeah, just the teeth.
God, like, that's ooh, so funny. Like, instead of making eye contact, he's just staring at your teeth in missionary.
Yeah.
No, I used to date an engineer, and it was great, but super. All right, now we're gonna do this, and I know it's gonna. Do you know what I mean?
Because it was like an equation,
super methodical. Like, oh, yeah, okay, add this to this, and equals orgasm. <We're> gonna... Like, it worked, but it was like, oh, this is like an equation.
That's
so funny.
That's hilarious. I'm dating an engineer currently, but he's not like that in bed, fortunately. Yeah. Who would be most likely to do missionary? I've dated a lot of finance bros.
Because like, they're the opposite of good in bed energy.
Yes. Yeah. They have small dick energy. They have no orgasm energy.
Yeah.
They have don't know where the clit is
energy.
They have
don't know where the clit is energy.
Yes. That's good energy, actually. That's a good name for an energy. Not
yes,
energy,
bad energy. We don't want that.
What is a clip?
I have a stand-up joke about that, actually, because like, I keep dating finance bros, which
it's
make
hard not
sense
to in this city, though.
Yeah,
it's
they're everywhere.
They're everywhere. Every guy you meet is like, actually, like, I work for JP
Goldman
Morgan.
Sachs. Yeah. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Do you?
If you're not going to Venmo me $1,000 a month, then like, why?
What does it matter?
Yeah, but the shit that finance bros say goes like way over my head. You know, like they're always talking terms, and I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
Synergy.
Yeah.
Stocks.
I'm like, what's
what
stock?
Is a stock?
Yeah, who's to say?
Yeah, I think we covered who you should and shouldn't fuck. But I will say, never fuck like a writer.
That's oh my god.
All I'm saying,
because
it's just like so like self-involved.
Yeah. Yeah. It really
did you
is.
Come, baby? No.
No.
If you have to ask,
then
no,
it's a
I
no.
Don't.
Yeah. It's a no. All right. Okay. So here's this DM. So this guy wrote me and he said,
I'm still laughing at what, where's the clit energy?
Okay, write this down. Later, we're going to make a list of guys who have the most where's the clit energy in this office, because I need to do that just for my personal
Who edits this podcast? Is me.
She does. Not a big deal. We say a lot of shit on here that shouldn't go nowhere. All right, so I got a DM from this guy. He says, so I told my friend that I liked her, and she said she didn't like me back. So things returned to normal. We're hanging out like normal. And then a few months later, she told me she does, in fact, like me. What happened here?
Good question. So I have definitely been guilty of that. I was telling you earlier, Ellie, that like a guy will be like, hey, I like you. And I'll be like, yeah, sorry, I don't feel the same way. And then he'll like go and get a girlfriend. And I'll be like, what the fuck?
Aren't you supposed to be pining over me?
Yeah.
Aren't you supposed to be lost without me?
Yeah, like crazy about me. Yeah. And so I think that with women, there are certain men in our lives that we don't really see in a romantic way until we have to, kind of. Okay. Like if you if you have a male friend who you've always only ever considered a friend, and then he tells you that he has feelings for you in a non-weird way, in a very like, if this is how you like, feel, hey, cool,
into
and then you kind of start thinking about it and you're like, huh, that wouldn't be so bad. Because like, if you are attracted to him and you guys are already friends, that means that he knows how to treat you, right?
Like, right.
With respect and stuff.
In theory.
Yeah. So I would say that she probably took a few months to think about, first of all, if it was worth losing the friendship over. That is a big question that girls consider. And second, kind of trying to see you in a different light, right? Like,
right.
For so long you were her friend.
It takes a little effort, I think.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, that's such like a nice optimistic answer.
Yeah, what were you going to say?
In my head, I'm like, it's very possible that she has like convinced herself now that she likes you, because you think you're treating her normally, but you're probably treating her a little differently now that you know that she's not interested in you romantically or sexually.
Yeah.
And so she probably misses that aspect of the attention, and she's thinking, do I miss it because I like him? Do I miss it because like I was into that? Mm-hmm. Or because they just like the attention? This is me every day.
Yeah. That's a total opposite answer from what I was giving. Yeah. But I don't know. This is something I feel like I don't speak on behalf of all girls, obviously, but I feel like it's happened to me quite often.
So often.
Yeah.
I mean, almost every guy, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Could I date him? Would he be a good boyfriend? What is the litmus test for a good boyfriend?
Good boyfriend, like, is respectful and makes you feel safe, I feel like.
Yeah, safety is a big one.
Because, like, I can be attracted to anyone, to be honest. I would, like, there's a lot of people that I'd hook up with that, like, I would never, ever want in my home, like, or to date me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But with, like, a boyfriend, like, I need to have that level of, like, comfort and security. Otherwise, like, it's just not going to work with me.
Yeah, I was talking to my boyfriend about that, actually. So we were having
I can't believe you're in love. Like, you've, like, betrayed everything.
I'm so sorry. The brand is gone. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. I was talking to my boyfriend and I was like, so I have like a few friends that, because we're doing long distance, so of course it's all about communication. And I was like, I have a few friends that I have hooked up with and we'll never hang out one-on-one, but like they're friends that like, even when I was hooking up with them, I was like, man, I would never want to date you, but I definitely am coming to your wedding, you know?
Yeah.
They're like friends that you hook up with, kind of just because they're there, you know? And I lost my train of thought. I forgot why I brought this up.
You were just thinking about the sex.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. The things that make a good boyfriend. So why am I dating the person I'm currently dating and not these guys that I was friends with? And I think, there's a certain level of safety. I don't know if this applies to you guys, but politics is a big thing for me.
For me, it's a big thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And if we don't align politically, then I'm just like, we're going to have too many fights about this because I'm a very political person. Mm-hmm. They have to be good and bad for sure.
They have to be your kind of good and bad.
Yeah.
And I think that's a specific, I don't know. I think there's this like weird idea that there's like a one definition of good and bad.
Yeah.
And if you're not good to me, that means you suck. But
yeah,
I feel like
no.
There's guys that are probably just not my type of good and bad, you know?
Like, have you ever hooked up with a guy where you weren't happy, but you can tell that other girls have been, and it gets to his head
all the time.
Yeah, so he like expects you to be happy.
Works for some girls,
but not
this
me.
Not for me.
This isn't my flavor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and then it's also just kind of an ability to see a future together. Like, I've hooked up with guys where I'm like, you're not the type of person I would want to move in with in a couple of years, you know? Like, we could get drinks.
My parents would laugh in my face if they met you. Like,
I always think
about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. My brothers would literally,
I think about, like, could this guy walk around a golf course for 4 hours with my dad one-on-one?
Does your dad golf?
Yeah, of course he does. Are you kidding? I'm white. Like, And I mean, I like to golf with my dad. My dad always said the number one thing I should look for in a boyfriend is someone who will golf with him, which I'm like, yeah, dad, you deserve that.
Has anyone made the cut yet?
It's interesting. Yes, but not for right now.
Yeah, if that
makes sense. Like, yeah. I'm not trying to be serious with anyone right now. For as much as I joke on Twitter, like, oh my God, I want to date someone, I'm so lonely, blah, the truth of the matter is, like, the reason I'm single is because I don't really want to be with anybody.
Because girls, I mean, most girls that I know are single by choice.
Yes.
You know, we're not, like, we always tweet about, like, because I'll tweet about, like being lonely, and then guys in my DMs will be like, let me take you out on a date.
Like, I'm not really lonely though. Yeah. I'm fine. I also like the trope of the like kind of like crazy like girl guy obsessed, like that kind of girl. Like,
yeah.
I think there's so much that's funny about that, because like if you know women and how women really are, like most of us don't give a fuck. Like most of us are kind of in it for the attention, like if anything. Like,
yeah.
So I love making jokes about like kind of being crazy. Like I just think that's so funny. Too. But everyone then is assuming that I'm actually crazy.
Yeah, and
it drives
also,
me insane.
Yeah, me too. And also, I kind of thought for a long time that maybe I am crazy, but then I realized like the things I expect from a guy are just like reasonable
respect.
Things. Yeah,
just normal.
Just respect me. Just like don't, you know. And I kind of like leaning into that kind of on my Twitter persona. And I do always say this, is that like Twitter personas are different from real life personas. And I think my favorite example of this is one time, it's only happened like what, two or three times, but one time a guy DM'd me and asked me out on a date, and so we went. And
you actually went?
I did.
He could have murdered you.
Really, he could have, but he was attractive and he was really nice. We just ended up not really meshing on politics, funnily enough. Yeah, but he and so we were at dinner and he invited me back to his place. Or I invited him back to mine, I don't remember. But then I was like, hey, just so you know, like, it takes me a while to trust someone enough to have sex with them. So, like, if that's a deal breaker, if you were just looking for sex tonight, I'm sorry. But, like, if you want to come hang, that'll be cool. Aww, and he was like, that's fine. That's cool. That's fine. But, like, that really surprises me given your Twitter persona. Like, he thought
exactly.
that I was the type to, like, sleep with someone on a first date. Which, if you're that type,
good
power
for
to you.
Right. People are always like, I bet you get dicks in your mouth every weekend. I'm like, dude, I haven't slept with anybody in, like, months. Like,
yeah,
I mean, I could.
Sometimes I'll read something that Ellie tweets and I'm like, huh? Is this Ellie? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I read it in a different voice than the voice that I
that we speak in.
Yeah.
And also, I had this period where I did, like, hook up, sleep around, whatever. Because,
course,
like, I enjoyed that power. Like, I was like, dang, I'm attractive enough.
I felt the same way. That I can get any guy in this room.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. And then, but then once you get over that, you're just like, man, I just want someone to, like,
hold
cuddle
my hand
and, like, kiss my forehead. I don't care about sex. And, like, and maybe this is TMI, and if it is, feel free to edit it out. But I finish really easily because I have a very low threshold. So, I finish in like 99% of my sexual interactions.
Really?
Which I think personally, I have closed the orgasm gap. Like,
I've been doing it for the rest of us.
Yeah, I've been in situations where like I'll pull a guy, I'll finish, and then I'll just like go to bed. I'll be like, okay, I'm sleepy. See ya.
You're doing that. For
That's so funny.
Yeah, exactly. Female reparations. Female sexual reparations. But yeah, so when I'm in a situation where like every guy technically is pleasing to me sexually, then I'm like, I don't care. I just want someone like, then that doesn't become an object that I look for in a guy. I just want someone who like cares about me, you know.
Oh,
like
yeah.
If the morning after are you gonna make me breakfast and coffee? No.
Like,
then
I don't
like,
want that. But
it's a waste of condoms. Like,
David, I recently had a guy, not recently, honestly, I never fuck, but like semi-recently had this guy, and in the morning he was so nice to me. He was like he could tell I felt really nauseous like from drinking, and he was like rubbing my back. Aww. And I was like, this is too weird, like,
yeah,
I need to leave.
Stop touching me.
So too not used to guys being like nice to me, and that's like something I'm working on. But I don't want to take up too much of your time because I could talk about men being terrible forever.
Oh no,
but
there's that's an entire podcast.
Oh yeah, he's
the whole show.
The whole show is just that men are trash. This is 40 episodes worth.
Oh wow.
Yeah. But yeah, thank you so much for coming.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me.
You can follow Abby at
Abby Gove on Twitter and Abby.go on Instagram. That's ABBYGOV and ABBY.GM.
Love that. All right. Thanks, Abby.
Thanks, guys. See you later.
To be young and in love in New York City. Do not know who I am, but still know that I'm good long as you're here with me. To be drunk and in love in New York City. Midnight into morning coffee. Burning through the hours talking. Damn. I like me better when I'm with you.
happens. I like me better when I'm with you.